WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The state's health department declares a measles outbreak in Buckingham County. Governor Spanberger vetoes legislation that would have expanded collective bargaining rights for public employees. That's a blow to labor groups that supported her campaign, and Jeff Shapiro discusses that and more in the week in Virginia politics. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, May 15th. The Virginia Department of Health has declared a measles outbreak in Buckingham County. 12 cases have been identified in the area, and VDH suspects local transmission and a lack of vaccination are to blame. State Health Commissioner Dr. Cameron Webb said there are likely more unreported cases associated with the outbreak. The best way to protect against the virus is to get the two-dose MMR vaccine, which is safe and highly effective in preventing spread of the disease. Governor Abigail Spanberger vetoed legislation Thursday to expand collective bargaining rights for public employees. In her veto statement, Spanberger said she supports the concept, but this particular bill needed more flexibility for public employers at the local level. Spanberger proposed amendments that were rejected by the General Assembly. A coalition of labor unions said in a statement that Spanberger betrayed them and that she went back on a campaign promise. You know, the governor's veto was a blow to labor groups that supported her campaign. Michael Pope and Radio IQ politics analyst Jeff Shapiro discussed that and more in state government and politics.
All right, a lot of news to get to this week, starting with a veto. Governor Abigail Spanberger is vetoing legislation allowing for collective bargaining for public employees. Jeff Shapiro, is she totally burning the bridge with labor organizations?
I think the larger point here is Abigail Spanberger is trying to change the subject from herself to herself. In recent weeks, the image of the governor as sort of a partisan hack has emerged. This was largely reinforced by her support of the redistricting gambit, which of course has backfired. But here is an opportunity in vetoing this collective bargaining bill for public employees to sort of restore or attempt to restore her image from the campaign as sort of the nonpartisan problem solver. There's another bill, of course, that she vetoed, and that is one that would allow class action suits, these giant lawsuits in Virginia, one of two states that prohibits them at this point. Spanberger says she wants to extend full-on labor rights to public employees, but she wants, as she put it, a durable bill. So there's going to be some discussion, presumably in the off-season, but principally with the sponsor of these two bills, the majority leader, the Democratic majority leader of state Senate, Scott Servil, who is none too pleased with the governor's actions.
On the topic of redistricting, the Democrats are trying to get the United States Supreme Court to hear this case. But Jeff Shapiro, aren't they kind of running out of time here? If you're a congressional candidate, your deadline for filing all your signatures and all your paperwork is the day after Memorial Day.
Yes, the clock is ticking. There's not much time for the nation's court of last resort to intervene, should it do so at the request of Democrats. A week ago, the state Supreme Court reversed the outcome of the referendum supporting these hyper-gerrymandered anti-Trump districts. That decision, by the way, by the state Supreme Court was largely along partisan lines, with the majority made up of the four identifiable Republicans. One of the things I suspect is really lost in all of this is that despite these shenanigans by Democrats, is that given conditions, political, economic conditions, hostility in Virginia for Trump, there's a good chance that the Democrats could pick up one, if not two, seats within the existing districts.
So Governor Spanberger is facing another deadline here. May 22nd is the last day she could take action on a very important bill that would create a marketplace for marijuana. So currently marijuana is legal, but you can't buy it or sell it because nobody has a license to sell it. This bill she's considering would create a marketplace, but Do we think she's going to veto it?
Well, you know, she wanted to delay the implementation of this marketplace. Plus, she wanted to reduce the number of licensed outlets. She has indicated support for the commercial availability of weed. But this is another one of those bills that could put her at odds with her fellow Democrats who control the General Assembly.
And one more thing, we've kind of entered into silly season with redistricting. There was a proposal, kind of a proposal, more of a joke, last weekend to lower the mandatory retirement age and fire all the Supreme Court justices and pack the court. And was this a really serious proposal or a fever dream?
I suspect fever dream hits the nail right on the head, Michael. The idea of somehow purging the courts because the Democrats are disappointed with this decision, it kind of conjures the image of the Banana Republic of Virginia.
All right. That's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we have been joined by politics analyst and UVA scholar Jeff Shapiro. Talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it.
You may have noticed your energy bill increasing in the last year, and Dominion Energy is hoping to slow that increase by adding new power generation. But environmental groups are not thrilled by the idea. Radio IQ's Brad Kuttner has this report.
Look, I think this is a great thing for Cumberland County and for the Commonwealth as well. Reliable, affordable electricity is in short supply in Virginia.
That's Republican State Senator Luther Cyphers, whose Central Virginia district includes the location for a newly proposed 3-gigawatt natural gas plant from Dominion Energy. Pitched to regulators last week, Dominion's Jeremy Slayton says the plant is part of a suite of new energy-providing sources that need to generate more than 30 gigawatts in the next 20 years.
75% of that new power generation is planned to be carbon-free, and the remaining 25% is natural gas.
Brennan Gilmore is with the environmental group Clean Virginia, and he thinks investments in natural gas are a mistake. He said solar and other renewables can be built quicker and cheaper, and ongoing international conflicts and erratic weather have shown U.S. reliance on fossil fuels is costly for ratepayers. Gilmore said more natural gas plants won't solve that problem.
We will continue to see this negative impact on what people are paying for their bills, particularly now because of the crisis in Iran.
But Senator Cypher said it was actually renewables and legislative Democrats' commitment to them under the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative that was costing Virginians money.
As we've created a scheme to collect a lot of money for the government coffers or for the environmental activists.
Meanwhile, impacts from Democrats' legislative efforts to decrease power bills remain to be seen, including whether data centers will, as Governor Abigail Spanberger promised, pay their fair share. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
The NAACP has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse Virginia's high court ruling that struck down the state's redistricting referendum. The Virginia Mercury reports that the organization argues the decision improperly threw out the votes of 3.1 million Virginians who participated in the special election. The NAACP filed an amicus brief with other civil rights groups nearly a week after the Supreme Court of Virginia upheld a lower court ruling that blocked certification of the April 21st vote and declared the election invalid. In their filing, the civil rights groups also pointed to their own voter outreach efforts during the referendum campaign, especially among black voters. The NAACP contacted more than 150,000 black voters across the Commonwealth in support of the amendment. Democratic leaders have already asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene. Legal experts say the appeal faces challenges because the dispute focuses on Virginia constitutional procedure rather than federal law. A new Virginia law will close a loophole in invasive plant management. Patrick Larson with Partner Station VPM News has more.
Virginia has a short list of noxious weeds, which are generally not allowed to be transported or sold in the state. It includes plants that are harmful to the environment, the economy, agriculture, property, or people. But Delegate Holly Siebold of Fairfax says some plants slip through the cracks.
Somebody claims it's commercially viable, we can't add it to the list. And so that was the loophole that we really wanted to tackle.
Think Bradford pears. They can outcompete native species, but are popular in urban and suburban landscaping. Siebold's bill, signed into law this April, removes the commercial viability exception, replacing it with a phase-out period for plants that may now end up on the list.
Patrick Larson reporting. Finally today, Fairfax County Prosecutor Steve Descano is defending his immigration-related policies on Capitol Hill. Radio IQ's Michael Pope has the story.
Most congressional hearings aren't about how a specific county carries out its business. But most counties aren't Fairfax, and most prosecutors aren't Steve Descano. He was called to a judiciary subcommittee this week where Republicans took turns lambasting him. Here's Virginia Congressman Ben Klein of the Shenandoah Valley.
The public would like to hear your resignation.
Republican Congressman Russell Fry of South Carolina.
And I hope that the good people of Virginia remove you from office.
Republican Congressman Brad Knott of North Carolina asked him about a specific case.
Me, quit defending
that I don't
the
care
indefensible.
About people in my
you clearly
community.
Don't.
Absolutely.
You dismiss
not.
The case and it's shameful.
Sir.
You're a coward.
And Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio wanted to know why Descano removed language from his website saying he would consider immigration consequences in making decisions.
Shazam! You change it.
Because
I'm
I could not
asking, is that coincidental?
Because I could not believe that people were so obtuse that they could not realize what the difference between a campaign statement and an actual office policy oh, you, is.
In the hallway after the hearing, Descano said the whole thing was a distraction.
I want to leave the politics to the politicians, let them argue about stuff. I want to get back to Fairfax County. There's work to be done.
Then he exited the Rayburn building, hopped into a car, and headed back to Virginia. Reporting from Capitol Hill, I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Friday.